and tenosynovitis can be due to either infective or non-infective reasons, such as idiopathic, overuse, and autoimmune reasons. Although the infective tenosynovitis is usually due to traumatic insults, systemic reasons do exist. Similarly, among the non-infective causes, apart from the autoimmune and overuse causes, idiopathic tenosynovitis also contributes to its etiology. The common complications encountered with this condition depend on the cause, where infective tenosynovitis may result in stiffness, adhesion, deformity, and further spread of infection to deeper structures, and non-infective tenosynovitis results in stenosing tenosynovitis that presents with contractures, all of which necessitate surgical treatment.